Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletail from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Pittsburgh is Jerry Schaffran. Jerry is the CEO and founder of YouComply. And today we're going to be talking about staying on top of regulatory changes and all the various challenges that that poses. First, Jerry, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Adam, I really appreciate the time and I'm looking forward to our conversation. I appreciate it very much.
As am I, because this is a very difficult and complex process. So let's just get into it. You know, with regulations seemingly changing all the time these days, what's the best way for organizations to keep up? And here I don't mean what's the best way to get what the latest rule is, but instead the sort of trickier part, which is the best way to keep up with what they mean actually in practice.
So I guess I would start by saying if you're not using some type of a software-based solution, it's really difficult, right? The compliance departments, as we all know, are stretched very thin. They don't have access to a tremendous number of resources. But one of the first things I would always suggest is trying to prioritize and identify the highly regulated areas of your organization. So if it's hospitals, which is what most of the organizations we work with are, those tend to be rev cycle, lab, pharmacy, and whatever you call physician services. So in the regulatory world, those are your really most highly regulated organizations. And then they represent over about 70% of the regs that come out. So first identify and begin to work closely with those folks because that's the lion's share of regs. Next, nurture relationships with these people. Don't be that compliance professional that's perceived as the person who says no. You really want to build relationships with these subject matter experts, and you want to create and nurture and build supportive compliance leaders in those areas. And then I guess last is develop a very repeatable methodology, something that you can use across the organization, across those highly regulated areas, regardless of the type of regulation or the area itself. So something repeatable that's easy to understand is always critical.
Yeah, easy to understand is very important, especially when it comes to things that start out so complex. Now, you mentioned Yes. You don't want to be just the person who says no. Where do you see compliance teams in other ways going wrong when it comes to keeping up with regs and implementing changes within the organization?
I would reframe your question, not going wrong as much as, they're doing the best they can. What can we do to kind of help, right? What's the best way to help? Because the resources, as we all know, are so constrained. But the three key issues that we talk about as compliance blockers, the blocking you to compliance success. The first one, maybe the most difficult, is to modify how regulatory changes are perceived by everyone in the organization. Now, that sounds very grandiose, and I understand that, but regulatory change management really needs to become foundational to those seven elements that everyone talks about related to effective compliance. We try to stress that, this is an eighth element, and regulatory change management, if you're not doing it well, and if you're not on top of it, five of the seven elements in that effective compliance program that the OIG set out for us, you can't do those properly. As an example, if OIG comes in and they come calling and you say, yeah, we're providing this great training and education program, but it's an outdated reg or a set of outdated regs that you're training on, you really have a problem. Second, regulatory changes are highly, highly clinical, and they enter the organization in a very disorganized fashion, right? So departments are relying very much on a lot of different associations. There's news feeds. They'll get things from law firms. So that disjointed way of information coming in creates a kind of a situation that's not comprehensive. So you really don't know if everybody's getting what. The department heads, they just don't have the time or even, frankly, the desire to read and decipher complex regs. Right? That's not why they got into medicine. They didn't go into medicine. The person who's in charge of pharmacy or whatever that functional area of your hospital, they didn't go into medicine so they could be reading regulations. And the final thing is compliance really needs visibility. It's just because of that ad hoc nature and the way regulations enter the organization, the compliance department just doesn't really know who's doing what, who did what, are they the right people, are they qualified, you know, did it get done? All of these things leads to compliance having a really difficult time knowing that a reg was implemented, knowing that changes were created, and at the end of the day, demonstrating the value that most people anticipate and expect the compliance department to provide. You know, is that value of staying, becoming and staying compliant.
And, you know, truthfully, as necessary as compliance is, you do want to demonstrate value to the organization. So what are some best practices to follow?
Well, we stress this all the time with everything we do in terms of both, you know, our product, but even our communication with customers is make it simple. These are complex, sophisticated problems. And as much as you can make things simple, that is the path forward in all respects. Develop a simple, repeatable methodology. You know, something that can be applied, as I mentioned, across all functional areas. The one we follow is know, decide, manage, and verify. And simplify it to that degree. You want to know that I'm tracking all of the regulators I need to. You want to know who within the organization is, you know, is responsible to get these things done. We call it a regulatory Rolodex. Make sure you have a regulatory Rolodex. You know who's responsible. Next is decide. You know, you have to decide, does this apply to us? Have a methodology for that, have a process for that. And then you have to decide what needs to be done. You don't want to waste time on regulations that aren't applying to you by trying to figure out what to do. You know, there's data out there. Really, I was frankly very surprised. The American Hospital Association said that hospitals are spending $7.6 million annually on administrative activities supporting compliance, reviewing federal regs. I was really surprised when I saw that data. I didn't realize it was to that degree. That's a huge waste of money. Next is manage, right? You want to ensure all the stakeholders that are involved in the process of complying are aware of what they're supposed to do, aware of the deadlines, and it's clearly articulated to them under that manage, you know, umbrella. Then the last is verify. You want to make sure that the required changes were actually put into effect, that the behavior has been changed, the policies have been modified, and you have some form of verification of that so that if and when a regulator comes ringing the bell, you've got a good answer and it's easy for you to get to that answer.
So let's go to the manage step for a second. A large part of that is going to be communication, right? Getting the workforce to understand what's going on. So, you know, once a compliance office has an understanding in place, what makes for an effective communication to the workforce so that they'll act in the right way, ideally?
Here I'd say two things. First, the regulatory, and it's kind of thematic, any regulatory communication has to be simple, right? It has to be easy to understand. You know, the task that you need to undertake needs to be laid out. It must be simple to follow. You know, policies and procedures, while written by experts, you know, written by people who have a deep understanding of the clinical or legal nature of the reg, they have to be written for business people. You know, and when I say business people, what I'm referring to is people who are lay people outside of the legal arena. You know, we see a lot of policies and procedures when we go into organizations that have that legalese baked into them, you know, where they're hard to read, they're hard to understand, and they've already gone through a process where they were translated. You know, so somebody within the organization went through the work and effort and energy to translate this complex regulation into a policy or procedure. But that policy's procedure was almost as difficult to read as the reg. So you want to make it simple and no legalese. And the next thing, the second thing is something other than email to do your communicating. Now, I realize that might sound counterintuitive. Email is ubiquitous. Email is easy. Everyone understands it. But if you're talking about compliance work, email is very, very challenging as a tool. First of all, replicate, right? So if someone comes 2 years from now and asks you why you did or why you didn't do a thing related to a regulatory change, if you have to replicate the process that you went through, going through policies and procedures, going through emails, it's really hard to do. And on top of that, record retention policies are often set up to where those emails are no longer stored. So you're not even going to be able to access them. So something other than email as your main form of communication, it could be a spreadsheet. It could be in-person meetings. It doesn't have to be a software tool, but you don't want to just rely solely on email as your means of communication related to policies and procedures.
No, definitely not these days, especially with so much email out there. So finally, let's go back to the verify step. Are there any processes that you feel really essentially should be in place to make sure all the changes are being made?
Well, I wish I was the one who made this this phrase or axiom up, but I wasn't. If you're not measuring it, you can't manage it. So there is a presumption that we find in a lot of hospitals that if I pick up the phone and I call the head of pharmacy and I say to the head of pharmacy, hey, a reg came out recently, want to make sure that you kept track of it and that you've adhered to it. Simply having them say, yeah, I was aware of it, the association told me we're all good, that's not enough. You have to have a more effective way of measuring success and managing the implementation of it. You know, a lot of people talk about the single immutable system of record, you know, and today most people call it a single immutable electronic system of record, a piece of software, a spreadsheet, something that can't be, you know, it can be stored easily and can be retained. So a single immutable, preferably electronic system of record, where everything is stored and everything is kept. And then finally, when processes are put in place, you have to have a degree of rigor. We've all dealt with so many different processes that we set them up with the best of intentions. We plan on adhering to them and maintaining that, but that rigor kind of falls away. We're busy, the phone rings, something comes up. So if it's a compliance-based process, you have to have a high degree of rigor if you want to build and maintain that, you know, that culture of compliance that everybody's talking about. Well, you know, in closing, Adam, it all boils down to really three straightforward steps. Having that repeatable methodology, know, decide, manage, verify. Simplifying things, taking regs into business English, consistently communicating them. And then the last, ensuring people know they have an accountable, single immutable system of record, that they're going to be held accountable to ensure that the work gets done.
Well, getting the work done and getting it done right is really what so much of compliance is all about. Well, Jerry, thank you for sharing these insights with us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and ATCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.